guys, I have huge news. Making this announcement right off the bat today.
Off the rip.
You're leaving the show?
I am. I've done it once. I'll do it again, Jayhawk. Don't make me threaten you.
Jayhawk and I had some good synergy when it was just the two of us. We were doing our thing.
The big news is it features Enjoy Wrestling. I am declaring myself for the Odyssey. I'm going to be in the Odyssey Battle Royal.
What?
I'm going to win the Odyssey Battle Royal.
Can you declare yourself like that?
I have no idea. I'm doing it, though.
I hope Enjoy's listening, because he's coming to the show. You might as well put him in it. He has some experience.
Didn't we have the conversation last year about declaring yourself for a Royal Rumble?
Maybe he feels better now. Maybe he feels better. Maybe the year off, like with Edge and Bryan Danielson, all that. Maybe Butters is ready to get back in it.
I thought
that's how
you
do
it. I thought if it's like a Royal Rumble type event, you can just declare yourself and then you're in it. I thought that's how worked.
I think management has to approve you declaring yourself. Otherwise, you actually have to like do shit.
Also, I think you need some sort of precedence of association with them or something like that, maybe.
We've reviewed them how many times? Like, I'm Charlie Butters from IW Guide, the podcast that reviews their shows.
I can't wait for you to come out at your number and the crowd go completely mild with like two people know who the fuck you are.
That would be so good if he came out and then the place just exploded and Jayhawk's looking around going, "What the fuck?"
Well,
why is everybody so happy? Well,
I know Marcy and Jess would be cheering really loud, and Justin Summers will be there, so I'm sure he'll cheer real loud for me.
Does Summers cheer, or does he just sit there with like a face on the whole time?
No, I think he cheers.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So yeah, I think that would work. I think, you know, it'd be a big deal.
You should have seen Summers pop when Nick Gage made that first IW appearance after he got out of jail.
Yeah.
He went nuts.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
So yeah. I
all right. Well then I eagerly await you in the Odyssey. I think that should be wonderful.
My goal
versus Mr. Grimm.
Just oil yourself up so much that no one can actually like touch you.
Like a greased pig?
Like layers on layers on layers.
The guy from Family Guy.
Greased up deaf guy from Family Guy.
Yeah, yeah. That would be great.
I'm just going to go under the bottom rope and then hide under the ring until the last person is in there and they think they won, and then I'm going to run in and
more people should do that. That's the best strategy, I think, by far.
Santino Marella had it right, man. That was the move. He almost won that Rumble.
Yeah, that was probably the best strategy, I would definitely say. Santino.
I think being 2020, if Del Rio was not going to win the title that year, they should have just had Santino win that Rumble. It may have just gotten the pop out of it.
Ugh. Yeah, that dude was terrible.
Del Rio?
Both of them. Well, I went to Create a Pro this Friday night, and it was a lot of fun. I got to see Jay Lyon, and that's a crazy thing to see for free in a warehouse in Hicksville. So that was fun. That dude can fly for a guy his size. Anyway.
Well, I actually got to hang out with our friend Operational Banner a little bit this weekend. He came down to RPW, helped out with Ring Crew, and hung around a little bit. I'm doing a bunch of stuff backstage, but I couldn't spend too much time with him. But
what can't you do, Jayhawk? As a Hall of Famer, you do everything. You're backstage, you're booking,
I'm not booking. Every once in a while, I'll throw out an idea for something they're already doing, but I'm not booking.
So you're the head booker. Got it.
No, I'm not that. What the fuck? I threw out an idea for a promo because they were doing a certain thing for backstage promo. I went, what if we did this? And they went, yeah, let's do that. That's the extent of my booking, though, is throwing out an idea for something they're already doing.
You're throwing out ideas for RPW, but nothing for the show here. So come on now, Jayhawk.
Isn't that really just what booking is? Just throwing out ideas. So
right, seeing something stick. Well, anyway, I was telling you guys before, I got my 1 of 3,000 Eddie Kingston on the wall, and Butters is still at his old apartment. At his old address.
It makes no sense, because I've never had anything delivered to that old apartment. Everything was always delivered to my dad's address, because I didn't trust people at the apartment to not fuck with my shit. So how did it get fucking sent there? Like, nothing has that address attached to it through my PayPal. My PayPal has my current address. It makes no sense that it got sent there. But they did email me back this morning and tell me they're going to send it back to me for free. So
that's good. Get it for free.
Yeah, I hit them up early. I gave them all my account information and my new address, and they said it's not a problem. We'll take care of it. So if you do that and you offer to pay for it, they just were like, "No, it's on us this time." So
now you and I will be 1 in 2 of 3,000.
Yeah,
and everyone else, all the other 3,000 people, everyone seems to have one.
And they just announced there's a Great Muta action figure coming out.
Mm.
It doesn't look great, but it's just the prototype that everybody's been seeing. But the secondary head that comes with it has like a mister built into it, so you could, so when you push down on his head, it'll spit mist.
That's so cool. It's like, yeah, one of those.
It's not the Great Muta. It's the mediocre Muta.
Yeah, the paint job, and like, it doesn't look like him, and it's because it's supposed to be young Muta, and it's not great. But then it's supposed to run for like $70, I guess. So
I look at young Muta, and then I look at old Muta, whatever's left, and I can't believe that's the same dude. Like, just the way he walks around, it looks like he shrunk 3 inches. Like,
and the whole shot, other, dude.
His knees had to be completely rebuilt, both of them, multiple times. Like, it's crazy. It's going to take some, and his spine's probably shrunk down. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a different person. He really does. I miss the young Great Muta was amazing. When I was a kid, there was nothing cooler than that dude and Sting, for some reason. Those two guys together was the best.
Yeah, Sting, the guy who wouldn't put anybody else over. Yeah.
Is that true?
Very true. Gary Hart says so. I believe Gary Hart over most anybody.
Do you, though? Should I believe Gary Hart?
Jayhawk?
You know what? I've read Gary Hart's book, and that's the one thing I was kind of questioning on, but I have no reason to believe that he was lying about anything else in the book. Why would I think he's lying about that? Now, I will say that Sting Gurkha late 90s, probably not the same Sting, probably matured a lot.
Right.
Right.
But I bet Sting in 89, 90, I could see it. I don't know for sure. I wasn't there, but I could see it.
I feel like Sting now will do anything.
Another fun fact about Gary Hart and that book. Did you know that if Ultimate Warrior, instead of going to WWF, went to New Japan, he was going to be Big Van Vader?
Big Van Vader at what? What do you mean?
Instead of Leon White being Big Van Vader, it was set to be Jim Hellwig, but Hellwig went to WWF instead.
Really?
Really.
And I actually heard that before I read Gary Hart's book. So that's not even just a Gary Hart thing. I've heard that story more than once.
That would never work. Vader was like the coolest, toughest dude ever. And then
you that didn't have that as a fact at the time, so you would have never known.
Well,
he was just been some big fat guy.
It's not so saying it that been, it's not saying Leon Ultimate White would have been the Ultimate Warrior, just saying that Ultimate Warrior was supposed to be Vader.
Wait, so Leon White would not have been in Boy Meets World, it would have been Jim Hellwig?
I mean, well,
we have no idea if this would have worked had it happened, but that wasn't the original idea, was because the Ultimate Warrior.
Gary Hart said he basically had to like call all of Ultimate Warrior spots to him because he was so green, he didn't know what he was doing, and then he got signed, and then you could tell he just stuck to like the five things he could do, and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
his book was probably one of the best things I've ever listened to. And I highly, highly recommend people reading it or listening to it. Either way, there's tons of ways to get a hold of it, and it's because it's out of print, or if you get a hold of an actual copy of it, it's worth like $1,500. So
yeah,
you have that
shit. I have a PDF version of it. I don't have a
physical copy. Can you email me that? I'd like to read it.
I will have to check because I'm getting it through somebody's Patreon, so I'm not sure if I should be distributing it.
I have a copy of it as well. That's a PDF. I can send it to you as well.
Thank you, Charles Butters. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
No, legitimately,
I'm paying for a dude's Patreon, and I don't want to share shit without permission.
I'm busting chops. I know. It's as a Patreon person myself, I have paid the price for selling secrets if John Thorne had his way.
So all of us talked about our weekend. Marcy, how about your weekend? What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I kissed so many girls. It was great.
That's you were saying.
And I hoed it up this weekend.
You said you're going to move to Lakewood?
That's where she lives.
That's where I live.
No, I thought you said you were moving somewhere. Or you just love Lakewood.
I just love half doxing me, I guess.
Sorry.
Well, it's a big area. It's all right.
Don't beep it out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, she hates Ohio like a whole because of other shit that fucking stupid. Yeah. But her particular location, she liked.
Okay, all right.
Gay Ohio, baby.
So what? So why? Where were you?
Gay Ohio.
Where were you?
Oh, there's another sapphic night. No class. So many girls. So many girls. It's great. There's a kissing. There's a kissing booth. It might have been more than a kissing booth.
There are certain things we cannot talk about because of like state laws and shit. But
saving it for the pup pack. Sorry, that's an exclusive.
Yeah, that's where you'll get all that juicy information.
Now moving up to the main feed. We'll save
Yeah,
that.
Marcy is getting really good at just demanding things and playing the political backstage game. And I'm not you know, I'm giving in to everything. I'm like, whatever you want to do,
I
Marcy.
don't even have to
That's
work that hard. Just have to say it, and you're like, "Oh, sure."
yeah, I don't
That's how much
argue.
power I wield here, as the least cancelable member of this podcast.
If you look at all the stuff we're doing right now behind the scenes, like I have so much on my plate. I think Marcy's just abusing that I have so much on my plate with it. She's just like, well, he's gonna let me do this, so it's fine because he's so busy with all this other stuff. And that's fine. It's totally cool. Like I'll figure it out eventually. And hopefully it doesn't make us fail in the meantime. I don't think it will, honestly. It'll probably just make us more popular.
Well, there's just accept at this point you're basically my bitch.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, it's IW Guide.
Yeah, it is.
I'm Jay Gold.
I'm Marcy.
I'm Jay Hawk.
Apparently, a Marcy's bitch. Butters.
That's it tonight. That was the one. I like that.
So when I win the Enjoy Odyssey, I'm going to then sell the right to face Edith Surreal to the highest bidder. Just so
Oh
we can
shit.
fund defunct pro wrestling, and we can all go to Norway for a show.
That's right. The Norwegians are anxiously awaiting my appearance.
Just make
Yeah,
sure
they're.
when I, make just make sure when you tell that to the highest bidder that David Lawless took a contract in writing, so it's
Oh, David
legal
Lawless
and
will be
binding.
the one that's handling that for me. So it'll be completely legal and fair to whoever wins that bid. But yeah, we are still holding strong in our Norway rankings. I'm very proud of that.
Hey, oh.
I am looking forward to coming to Norway and showing them what we got with a wrestling company. So I'm very excited for that. I think I've signed a couple wrestlers to come over with us. So
Is
if you'd like,
Microman one of them?
what's that?
Is Microman one of them?
I have not reached out to Microman yet, but we can work on it.
I'll be bringing signed 8x10s of myself for everyone when we get there. So
It's
all my Norwegian fans can have a picture signed by me, of me.
you got the pose down too. It's like it's the pose from Seinfeld with where you're kind of, you know, you're in your boxers, you're like perched.
the Costanza?
Yeah, the Costanza
Yeah,
perch.
or I thought I'd do the one where he's sitting on his couch throwing popcorn at himself, listening to the greatest American hero on his answer machine.
Well, I
Like
want it where
that.
your back is arched so you can see the tramp stamp.
Oh,
It'll
I'll
get
just do.
you.
I'll bring a couple. One of them will be me shirtless with just the back showing.
There you
I'll
go.
have to shave it beforehand, but that's another story. So, are we saying hello to our peeps?
Yeah, let's get to our Patreon shout outs. The $10 tier, Zach, Chris, Andrew, Brock, and Dom Greeny, Catch Point, Cockshot, and a special shout out to Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hey,
Hi,
Patty.
Patty.
And the new design that's dropping very soon for everyone. It will not be on Brainbuster. It will be exclusively through Gorilla Press Apparel. They locked us up for this design. They're going to have it exclusively at wrestling shows in the greater Northeast Ohio area.
Gorilla Press making moves.
And they're even going to have their little logo on the sleeve of our shirt.
Oh,
So
that's
I
cool.
guess they're officially sponsoring us. So he's going to have to give me some money for all this promotion I'm doing for him, or some type of discount or something, because it's steep for shirts. Let me tell you, they raised the cost again on shirts. But I can't wait for the design to come out. I have an idea in my head of how I want to announce it, and I'm really hoping I can figure out DaVinci Resolve enough that I can make it happen, because it needs to happen the way it is in my head.
We'll get it
I
there.
also found this weekend three DVDs. Two of them are old CZW DVDs, and one of them is an MLW DVD. And I sent them to Dalton. I was like, Dalton, look. And he's like, how much do you want for those? And then he's like, wait, my bad. Are you selling them? And I'm like, I'll just give them to you. I was like, I don't have anything that I'm not playing DVDs.
What CZW shows?
Night of Infamy 3, I think. And then Tournament of Death, the one with Sexy Eddie when he sprays the blood out of his arm.
I think that's also Tournament of Death 3. I think.
I
3 or
thought it was.
4? Or is it 2? Two, three, or four.
I thought it was four because three is Wife Beater winning again, and I think it. I thought it was four. But the Night of Infamy has Last Man Standing, Chris Hero, Eddie Kingston on it, so amongst other matches. Yeah, so I found those. And then I found on YouTube, somebody put up the first three Baptized in Blood from XPW. And those are really fun to watch. Old school XPW shows from back in the day are a lot of fun. So if you search if you just honestly go to YouTube and put in Baptized in Blood 1, it should bring up all three of them. So
speaking of CZW, not to promote Pup Pack too much, but we are watching a CZW show, and I've been watching for it. Obviously I'll get into more when I do that review, but oh boy, is that a 2005 indie show
for sure. You know, fun fact that not a lot of people know, maybe some people in our circles know, but CZW actually reached out to us last year and wanted us to do to collab on some stuff, and due to some differences we turned them down politely, but that's a thing that actually happened, and I can't believe that's a thing that exists in our timeline.
Pretty awesome.
So, yeah. So let's get to what's on, and then we can get into our fresh meat because our guest is here.
He's anxiously waiting.
He's waiting in the green room.
Yep.
What's on this weekend? Over on the Triller TV, powered by Fight kind of thing, actually quite a bit this weekend, especially with GPW kind of piggybacking off the Royal Rumble. But before we get to those shows, Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, Wrestling Revolver presents Mox versus Gringo. Two guesses what the main event for that show is.
Mox and Gringo.
But that is a loaded lineup. Not only do you have that, you have Alex Shelley against Jake Crisp for both the Revolver World and the Remix Championship, title for title. You've got Steve Macklin against Mance Warner, first time ever. Mox and Slamovich against Jake Something, among others. That's just a loaded lineup.
Well, if it's not actually Gringo Loco, it's just some random white guy.
Well, the
crazy white guy.
Gringo Loco on it front and center, so I hope it's not just some random white guy.
They're going to swerve everyone. Just
Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Game Changer Wrestling presents Look at Me from Tampa, Florida. Blake Christian defending the GKW World Championship against Corey Reck in the main event. Jacob and Gilla fought two against the main event of Jay Lyon and Midas Black. You got Leo Rush against Jack Cartwheel on that show. That should be fantastic. Tony Deppen against Manfor, among others. And Saturday at noon Eastern time from Tampa, Florida, Effie Big Gay Brunch 8, featuring, among other matches, Dark Sheik against Shea Monet, Bookie against Manfor, and Mace Madden, the former Maximum Male Models. And I can't believe this is a thing. Billy Dixon against Maid Kira.
And oh, come on.
That's Kira as Maid Kira.
All right.
If Akira couldn't get any more annoying, Maid Kira exists.
That, you know what? I think that might make him better. So we should just run with that.
No, it won't.
That's just some of the action that's going to be on Triller TV this week. They're uploading a bunch of TNA pay-per-view over the next few weeks, like two or three of those a week. All kinds of stuff going up on Triller.
And new AIW stuff on there.
Are they paper that is it stuff that we can get with the premium account, or is it?
Yeah, the TNA stuff and Triller Plus stuff. Hardcore Justice 2010 Thursday at 5, then immediately followed by Hard Justice 2007 at 8 on Thursday.
Nice.
So they got a couple of Genesis pay per views next week. They got a couple of Final Resolutions the following week. Looks like Thursday, basically TNA day on Triller.
All right,
Marcy, can you top that?
I'm not used to that. I mean, what? On Saturday.
God damn it.
At Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, ICW presents No Holds Barred, Volume 57, featuring for the American Deathmatch Championship, Hoodfoot takes on Matt Tremont. The Pillars take on Eric Ryan and the Bev. Otis Kogar versus Dr. Redacted, plus much more. And then on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, Beyond Wrestling presents Lights, Camera, Wrestling, featuring Josh Alexander taking on TJ Crawford, Santana versus Trey Taylor, Alec Price versus Brad Hollister, plus much more. Quick and to the point, that's how I roll.
And the Royal Rumble, everyone. We're all watching. The Royal Rumble pool.
No.
I did one last year. I was laid up with COVID.
I will probably watch the show, but I'm not doing a pool this year.
Well, fuck you then.
My friend group is getting together, and we're going to do the Rumble game where we pick numbers out of the hat, and then those are our numbers, and whoever wins gets a, you know, like a candy bar or something.
That's good. We do that too.
Make it a drinking game. There's plenty of Royal Rumble drinking games.
I can't drink, so I can't do that.
I'll do it for you. I won't even be watching, but I'll still do it.
All right. And so now it is time to get into fresh meat.
Let's get it.
Fresh meat. Big meaty man slapping meat. Fresh meat.
This week, our guest is John Thorne approved, Derek Dillinger approved, and this is Alex Melee. How's it going, man?
Hello. It's going well. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for being prompt. You guys have all been prompt. I give all three of you so far full marks for being right on time.
What you get when you got good trainers.
That's right.
Hammering that shit home.
That's right.
So I guess we should start off. What is your pre-show ritual? What do you do to get warmed up before you go out to the ring?
So I usually like to do about 50 push-ups, squats, and some sort of ab workout just to get the blood flowing, get me hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen to about 10 minutes of music from a playlist that helps me get in the game and be ready for showtime.
Hell yeah.
Get in the game. I like
getting the, get in the game. He's got all the little, he's got all the puns going. I love it.
Oh, and I can't forget the applesauce.
Applesauce?
Well,
applesauce.
Elaborate. Let's go.
Yeah. What explain applesauce to me.
So the applesauce has a lot of protein, not protein, potassium.
Okay.
I can't word today. So it helps prevent cramping.
Okay.
And all your muscles locking up. So
I didn't know that. I'm gonna have that's a nice little hack. I might have
before you go in the Enjoy Odyssey Butters, you gotta eat a whole bunch of applesauce.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out eating some applesauce. It'll be the thing.
Applesauce and bananas. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Just dump the banana dump the bananas into the applesauce.
Yeah, and then eat it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'll do. That'll be great.
Like 4 weeks in a row, we've given you guys medical advice too.
There you go. More medical. See, we're topping the medical charts, Alex. But I just want to piggyback on top of Butter's question real quick. That kind of workout, like as hardcore as it sounds, getting warmed up. Did you do that in other sports? Did you play in high school, or where did you get a warm up like that? That's a lot of work.
I played baseball in high school. I usually just did as many as I could to hype myself up before a game, and then I usually did a lap or two around the field or just run around just to get me wide awake and ready to play.
Damn.
I can't run backstage on a lot of these shows.
Right. So do you just like roll really fast back and forth backstage? Does that get you, is it the same thing?
I wish, but that would get me really dizzy.
Yeah, I can speak from experience that he ain't running backstage at the Tadmore. Like, that ain't fucking happening.
So
there's no room in that locker room.
So that's one thing I really wanted to talk about is you have this move where you just roll across the ring really fast. How did that come about? Why is that a thing that you do?
It came about one day as I was just messing around in the ring, the good old Intense Icon walked in and he said, yeah, this move idea he wants someone to do. And he looked straight at me and told me to do it. So and everything is history.
Josh Bishop's fault. Okay.
Yep.
He just came in and said somebody should roll at each other. And you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
He came up. He was working out. Getting in the ring too, and it's something he had in his mind, I guess.
Good lord.
He debuted new entrance music this weekend, and it's pretty fucking it's sweet. I like it. I hope it's AIW entrance music as well. And retire the Beastie Boys. Sabotage? Sabotage. I don't like Sabotage.
But he had somebody rapping for
it. Yeah, it's a rapper. It's a song, yeah. It's pretty dope. Sweet. Talks about him in Cleveland, and it's fucking tight. I like it.
Oh man.
What else do I want to talk about? I guess Josh, go ahead, and I'll chime in if I can remember what I want to talk about.
So Alex, I like to do what we call, and everyone's heard it a million times, but like the housekeeping question. So give us your journey. How'd you get here? You know, what were you doing prior to wrestling school? How'd you get into wrestling school and then up? So let's start off in the beginning. How'd you get into wrestling? Who got you into wrestling? And then how'd you find your way to the AIW school?
So before wrestling, and to get into it, I went to engineering school, went through community college, and I'm at Kent State right now. Got a couple associate degrees. I was I was at Kent. Things were getting a little stale. Mm-hmm. And then I went to one of my brother's wrestling shows. He's also a wrestler. And I just saw how much fun he was having and just the passion he had for it. And that kind of motivated me to live the same childhood dream that I gave up ever pursuing just for, like, get a job, get a career I liked. And then I just hit up Dom, and he told me, come by on such and such date. Did, and rest is history.
Where did your brother wrestle out of?
Mega.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got a similar start, a similar experience. A lot of those guys worked at Mega. So did you watch wrestling as a kid? Where did it come from? Where'd the love of wrestling come from? Or even if you didn't have any at all, did you start watching it as a kid?
Yes. My very first memory of wrestling was watching TNA.
Of course.
It was involving Samoa Joe. That's all I can remember off the top of my head. My dad likes TNA a lot more than a lot of other companies, so I started getting to that. And the first time I watched WWE was I woke up at like 10:30 at night, and CM Punk's pipe bomb promo was on, and I was hooked instantly.
So it seems like a lot of you guys your age and a lot of the guys in your school, they all like the TNA stuff. Was TNA just easier accessible than WWE? Was it just better, an alternative where you're like, yeah, that's better? Because, I mean, like, even myself, I remember the TNA days when they were a Wednesday pay-per-view. So, like, I wasn't all the way in on TNA, but you guys all seem to enjoy it. What was your what is it about TNA that all guys like your age and coming up was so influential? Like, everybody seemed to like that. What did your dad like about it?
He liked that it was slightly faster pace. Mm-hmm. And he saw it as more hard hitting.
Mm. Okay.
And the six-sided ring just instantly drew interest.
Now, where did you come up with the gimmick? Because if you're telling me now you're an engineering major, you have several associate degrees. So where did the 8-bit, you know, the video game gimmick even come from? How'd you even figure that one out?
It's not a gimmick.
Okay. Good.
It's just me.
Yeah.
I played a lot of video games as a kid. I was an introverted kid. I go to tournaments, local tournaments occasionally. Every time the Pokemon World thing Championship is in Columbus, I go to that. I don't make it far, but it is what it is.
So, okay, so
Josh, we gotta save that for Marcy. Marcy, I know, gets I was just all say, the video game yeah, questions.
I was just gonna say, I'm gonna hand that over. Shit,
what the fuck, Josh?
No. I was stopping myself. I was gonna hand that over to you. I literally told Marky
before we went on the other, I could let her go before me because I didn't ask all the fucking questions.
No. I asked where the gimmick came from. I didn't ask what games he played or anything like that. That's all Marcy's jam. I just wanted to find out about where I was. So tell us about, and as we get you to, you went to, you started the AIW school in what year? Was it 21 or 22?
21.
Okay, so you started the AIW school in 21. Give us a little bit of background on the build to your first match, and tell us about what was going through your mind that day and you know how you felt it went.
So growing up, I did baseball. Wasn't really athletic, went to the gym occasionally, but nothing too serious. Mm-hmm. So after like the first week of all the training, I had in my mindset, this is not for me. I shouldn't do this. And I was about ready to call it quits. And then PME was at one of these classes. And they knew my brother from Mega. So they talked to me for a while and kind of just re-motivated me to stay with it. And they were there if I ever needed them to talk about wrestling or something's going on. So I owe everything right now to PME and them just being there for me this whole journey. For the most part, it was a hard start for me. Things weren't clicking. It's just the physicality wasn't for me at the time. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of stuck with it, made sure to focus outside the gym and just kind of get the athletics down. And eventually things just started to fall in place for me and just kind of slowly snowballed until the summer before Fresh Meat, I hit a wall again. And it just was, even though the gimmick is me, I didn't know how to present it. Because okay. I was trying to do one thing, being a gamer is another, so it kind of took me a while to, and I'm still fully figuring out how to integrate both.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's coming together pretty well. I really like what you have put together so far, so don't stress too much. I think you're doing well for where you guys are all at. I think you're one of, you know, on the top, the upper cusp of everybody, because you have a really fun character. It'll be easy for you to connect with, especially like younger kids, and then like especially the role. I think the role is so unique, and it's really funny because it's like it's something so simple, but it's something that like really sets you apart. When I saw you in Canton, and that really stood out to me, and it has every time I've seen you. Like I expect the role. I like the role. So I think that's definitely something that's, you know, something that you can really lean into, and, you know, and how wrestling is nowadays, stuff goes viral. I think eventually it's going to catch and go viral. Maybe, you know, you'll do a scramble and you'll hit the roll and knock over six people and it'll go viral or something. It'll be pretty sweet.
So Alex, tell me about that first match. Talk to me about the first day, you know, the night that you were the Fresh Meat. Tell us about a little bit about how that made you feel and what did you think of your match?
I was a nervous wreck. I was pacing back and forth. I was just standing outside, staring into the distance like, this is happening. I'm going to go out there and in front of all my friends and family, all my friends and family, and try to show out. I couldn't ask for a better opponent for a first match with Dr. Dan. He was the one that kind of kept me from shooting too high, if that's the best word for it.
Yeah.
By that, I mean, I kept working all this, like, oh, nothing's going to, like, no one's going to like it. I'm going to be the worst one of the night. But he kept me back there and reassured that we're going to go out there, we're going to kill it, and just not to worry. Yeah. And afterwards, I felt great afterwards, even though that spill on the outside kind of sucked. But overall, I'm happy with it, and more so, I'm happy I've grown more since that match. Looking back,
yeah. But how did you? So tell me about what that felt like to cross out into the through the lights and like into the ring. Were you just like, holy shit, I'm there, or was it just too many nerves to kind of take in and like enjoy that moment?
I enjoyed every moment of it because in my head I was thinking this is the first step to achieving that childhood dream.
Yeah.
I have a long way to go, but it all starts with the first step.
That's good. Okay. I'm gonna pass you over to Marcy because I know Marcy's got a ton of our side questions regarding your gaming and things like that. So I'm gonna let Marcy handle from now.
So I've been asking everyone this, but I think it's pretty obvious in your case. What outside of wrestling has influenced your character? And obviously with the whole 8-bit deal, obviously video games, was there any like specific things that you pulled for like how you wanted to get yourself across?
No, I just try to integrate what I do in the video games into the ring. So if you look through all of my major moves I hit, the barrel roll, could be referenced to, you know, Donkey Kong games and jumping over the barrels. I have a 360 no scope, a discus clothesline, I do a spawn flip where I, you know, flip them over me. I have a couple other moves I'm going to be trying to show out real soon, but
I mean, if you think about those rolls, you're just doing Dark Souls rolls. So,
yeah, that thought occurred to me several times. It's like, why don't I do this more? Everybody gets this. Everybody knows MMOs and RPG rolls. Everybody, I don't know.
I don't get it.
It was my immediate thought the first time I saw it.
Josh, you get the barrel rolls though, because that's more your speed. Donkey
Kong. Yep, I'm all in. Yeah. He said Donkey Kong. I'm like, I know that.
That's.
No, I like the new move names. Like the spawn flip is fucking that got me, because like I play Battlefield and stuff like that. Like I used to play Call of Duty all the time, so I get the spawn flip. I get all that. It's great stuff.
Now, obviously, with video games, do you have like a preferred genre you really like, or do you kind of like, you mentioned the Pokemon tournaments and stuff. So is there anything else you're like really into like that?
This is a loaded question here.
We asked the hard ones here.
I'm going to preference my favorite game with a saying. I hate Destiny. It's my favorite game. it's a lot of lulls in that game, but I still find myself playing it for hours each day. So, and then I love Borderlands. So I'm going to lean more towards liking looter shooters over any genre. But I'm also a big fan of RPG games, like the Dark Souls, Bloodborne, Pokemon, especially Pokemon.
But do you like playing Spider-Man on easy so you can watch the story like me?
Oh my God.
What do you take me for? I'm not playing I'm not playing Spider-Man for the story. I'm playing Spider-Man to be Spider-Man.
But play it on easy so you can enjoy the story. You don't have to play it as much if you just take in the awesome cutscenes.
Like, there's like fun in that. Where's the fun in that?
Like when I play Last of Us and I play on super easy, so I only have to kill like one or two things and I can follow the story.
See, Josh, most of us still have our reflexes intact, so we don't have to do that. speaking of Dark Souls on Twitter, you kind of implied that Dark Souls 2 is your favorite. I just want to know who hurt you.
Myself. But I just found the most enjoyment out of that. Out of the story, the gameplay, the bosses of Dark Souls 2 than any other in the series. And it was the first game I played, so there's a little bias there.
That makes sense. For me, it's Bloodborne, and that was also, for me, the first one I played. It's just Bloodborne's so good. Bloodborne's so fucking good. Why won't Sony make a remaster, or at least just patch for the PS5? God damn it.
Because it's too busy remastering games no one wants.
It's so frustrating. Every game got one except that one. It upsets me to a great degree.
Hey, at least it was free on PlayStation Plus a year ago.
I had that digitally like day one. At this point, you get a little bit away from video games. You mentioned like you like listen to music to get yourself hyped up. Is there any like specific music you really dig?
So there's three bands that are all in this playlist. Just these three bands. Number one, my favorite band, Baby Metal. I'm a big Paramore fan and Post Malone.
Did you get to see Baby Metal when they did that tour with Death Clock?
Yes, I was right at the front of next to the stage.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I saw the ticket price. I'm like, oh, I can't do it, but I want to go so badly.
I'm very sore from the pit. Very sore.
You mentioned the competitive Pokemon. What got you into like the competitive aspect of it?
So this is going to be a little... backtrack here a little bit. When I was like 12-13, I got really into Minecraft, and I was still really into Pokemon, and I was just lazily going through both. And then I started playing Pixelmon, and those servers were all into the competitive and all that, so I had to quickly adapt, or I was not going to have fun on that server. And I ended up doing Pixelmon stuff, helping out on a couple of a streamer's Minecraft server for a couple years in high school. And then, too busy for that, stopped doing that. And I just kept playing Pokemon Showdown, competitive Pokemon, and it's just, I have fun with it. Second nature at this point. I know pretty much memorized that type chart, except for resistances. You'll get me on that one every time, but it's probably why I don't get out of the second round.
And then have you ever considered like doing any like the streaming stuff, or have you done it in the past before like wrestling? Because you mentioned that you're helping other people with that. Did you ever try doing it yourself?
I did, and then I realized how much money up front goes into it. And it's like, I am a very broke college student who is bad at saving money. So that's still the plan, but I need to get better at saving money.
It's rough. I get it.
You should deal drugs. Apparently you can save a lot of money that way.
It's an honest day's work.
I don't go near drugs, mostly with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, look at you. Well, this is the wrong podcast for that then.
Yeah. It's not the 80 anymore, Butterkink. Not like you can sell that shit in the locker room these days.
Now you can just buy it legally.
The chicken and rice, the injectable chicken and rice is where it's at.
What's that?
Steroids, brother.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good.
The injectable chicken and rice, baby.
Yeah, don't actually inject chicken and rice.
I will not.
But you can inject bleach.
Right into your wiener. That's what Superstar Billy Graham said.
All right, pause. That was a very, that was a U-turn you just did there.
Your friends doing the show with us, you'd hear that Nipsey Nash, yeah. And he said it's probably a real thing that Billy Graham shot himself up with bleach in his wiener or something.
And then we got confirmation that it wouldn't kill you.
Yeah. Well, I said his wiener specifically. However, he may not have. He may have actually just did it right into like his arm, which would not have killed him. And his wiener might have killed him. I don't know.
That's true.
I think to recover from that, I think I mentally blocked it. So
that's all right.
Fair. Listen, that's fair.
You're an engineering guy. You're way smarter than we are. I mean, it's just, you know.
You would think.
I chuckle at shit like that. You're probably like, nah, I don't need that.
And then just the last question I have to ask is just it's for me, and I always want to know, are you into fighting games at all?
Yes, very much so. I still have to 1v1 Vic Vice in Street Fighter 6.
Oh, he's dodging me too. Don't worry.
It's more so I'm dodging him. Take that as you will.
Well, look, if you need some help, it's been a month or two since I played, but I feel very confident I can get you there.
I think since he likes Paramore so much, you can play NHL 2007, oh, I think, on the Xbox. And Misery, whatever the hell that song is called?
Misery Business.
Yes, that was all over that game, and I just remember it from that game. Mars, it was awesome. They actually made the helmets. The goalie masks were actually legit in the Xbox version, not so much in the PlayStation. So good.
Anyway. Alex, I want you to know they make performance-enhancing drugs for video games, so you can take some of those to beat Vic Vice, and we'll get you into it. It'll be all right.
I don't use aimbot. Don't need it.
I heard that if you drink a Celsius and then cap it off with a Stacker 2, it'll keep you wide awake all night, the old Stacker 2, the stuff that I used to take.
I was going to say, isn't performance-enhancing drugs for gaming just energy drinks?
Yes, pretty much,
pretty
yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
A very specific energy drink, but...
Do you have a favorite energy drink? Are you an energy drink guy?
It depends on the situation. I try to avoid it unless I will physically not wake up if I don't have an energy drink.
That's smart, usually... because then it actually works when it's supposed to, so...
Exactly. It's G Fuel.
Okay.
I mean, especially the grape.
You mentioned your brother wrestles. So does he still wrestle?
Yes.
Do you want to tag with him? Do you want to be a tag team at any point in time in your career? Do you think that'd be something you'd want to do?
Absolutely not. I want to fight him.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. So
there's no fun being on the same team as your brother when you can fight him.
I don't see. I had a brother like when Von I was Eric. Young. He passed away. I think it'd be fun to be a team, but I never thought about fighting him. So, like, my version's skewed. You've been around him long enough. You probably do want to fight him. So, I guess that makes sense.
I agree, because my twin brother and I would fight each other for a $10 bill if you paid us. I mean, we would absolutely fight each other and then shake hands at the end. But if
that,
you guys
that would be
went
like
at it.
That Briscoe's match where they just showed up at that place in Delaware and just had that fucking brawl.
That'd be weird. We would fight each other right in a in a mechanic's shop and just beat each other with tire irons. And we would do it for relatively cheap, I would think. But sorry about that. I'm getting off topic.
Jayhawk, what do you got?
Okay. Well, real quick on the brother thing, you got to do the Bret Hart Owen Hart thing. Team up for like 2 weeks and then just kick a leg out of its leg and then you're good to go. Get the feud kickstarted. Right, you mentioned that you played baseball when you were a little younger. What was your position?
Third base or right field?
Did you have a preference?
Right field. Had to do less.
Yeah, I was a right fielder too, and they pretty much put me in right field because that was where there was less action, so it was harder for me to fuck up.
My main thing with baseball is I'm left-handed, so I can bat either left or right-handed. So it never lined up the situation for them to throw me out there and for me like to switch in the batter's box of left or right. I was sad it never happened because I was waiting for that moment. But
did you follow any other sport at all or
hockey?
Nice. Who's your team?
Blue Jackets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry for your loss, but that's okay. Yeah.
it's rough sometimes, but hey, we got the Monsters. So, I mean, there's some peaks and valleys.
Steve Guy and the Monsters. It's great. Can't go wrong.
Monster games are fun to go to. They really are. Okay. I really don't have a ton of questions for you, but like at Marky, I knew Marky had all the video game stuff, and that was where I was leaning toward asking you. Are you watching any older footage to study? Does Dom have you watching anything in particular?
He did for a while, but right now we're all just kind of watching what we find interesting in wrestling for the most part. I still ask people like, hey, what should I watch? What's good here? What's good here? I mostly, as stated earlier, watch TNA and a little bit of New Japan and Stardom.
All right. I know we got a lot of phone calls. I'm going to ask you one more here, then we'll get to those calls. Have you heard of the Wrestling Sleeve List?
I have not.
So the Wrestling Sleeve List was started by Tony Khan in the late 90s, early 2000s on the old DVD-VR message board. And basically, he compiled all the scummiest rumors in wrestling. I'm going to ask you to pick a number between 1 and 460. I'm going to read one off to you. You're going to let us know if you think it's true.
42.
The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything.
Exactly.
Douglas Adams represent. Awesome. All right. Okay, this is an interesting one. Mae Young and Fabulous Moolah were a lesbian couple. True or false?
False.
Do you have a reasoning behind that?
Yeah.
I mean, she was with Mark Henry and had the hand baby. So
so she couldn't be bi?
She could. I think she might be bi.
Well, that wasn't the question, though.
No, it's not a question. It's more of a statement.
Do you believe it? Yeah. Yeah, like do you believe this type situation?
I don't know enough information on this.
You gotta get you into the
Sit back. Give him props though. If TNA's the first wrestling he watched and he knew about the baby hand with Mark Henry, props to him for knowing that at least. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Props Everybody to him knows for knowing the baby that. Hand.
All right. Yeah. We gotta get him back though into the you gotta go back to the archives. We gotta send you to the 70s and 80s.
To be fair, Josh, nobody wants to watch Moolah and them from the 70s and 80s. Nobody wants to watch that.
I forgot to tell you this. Wait, I forgot to tell you guys this. There is nothing more. I wish I had a camera in my car today. Harper asked me about who Hulk Hogan was, and then I started going off on this whole tangent about how him turning heel in 96 for the NWO was the biggest heel turn ever, and how people were crying in the crowd and throwing garbage in the ring. And I went into the whole thing. I told her everything from, I think I gave her a history of Hulk Hogan from like late 70s on. I mean, that's how you got to do it. Alex, if you want to get into it, I will gladly sit you down and we can talk all about the 70s and 80s wrestling.
Okay, Jay Gold, I'm going to say that as a fan of 70s and 80s wrestling, I don't want to watch Fabulous Moolah matches from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, she was the only one doing it.
She was the only one doing it, and then her matches were horrible.
And that's she set women's wrestling back how many years?
Because she sure did. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Now, I will be honest. I had no idea who Mae Young was until the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen footage. I still haven't seen any footage of her from before the Attitude Era. There's not much out there.
No.
Everybody tell me how good she was. I'll take their word for it. I don't know.
She was just beating the brakes off of dudes in bars and stuff. That was about it from my understanding.
What more do you need in that era?
Yeah. Sorry. Alex, sorry. Just went off on a tangent there. All right. All right.
How about the phone call? I know we got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into them.
Oh, boy. Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Ever call me that ever again, I'll kill you.
This should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few, and more
You're
than
a very popular guy.
Yeah. So let's start at the end here. All right. First up is friend of the show and Alex's trainer, Derek Dillinger.
Here we go.
Derek Dillinger, fan of the show. I have a question for Alex Mele. Alex, what is your go-to sheets order? And how about you tell everyone what everyone's go-to sheets order is? Because I'm pretty sure we've had sheets a lot, and everyone gets the same thing every time they go to sheets. Okay. I look forward to your answer. Goodbye.
So he's giving me a lot of credit, thinking I have a good memory. That's his first mistake. So my go-to sheets order is I get 3 grilled chicken sliders, make sure there's jalapenos and jalapeno ranch on them, and I get a dozen of the schwings with spicy Asian sauce on the side. Let me see if I can remember some of this here. Good old Zay Garcia's sheets order, and usually Vic Vice's sheet order, is the boneless chicken bites, large, tossed with buffalo or some sort of spicy sauce. Derek gets the good old breakfast pizza sliders. I don't know what type of sliders.
Breakfast and pizza. Gross.
Hey, listen here.
Yeah. Good shit. I'm sorry.
You can put anything on a pizza.
Sometimes it's too early for that. Get the indigestion going. Eh, whatever. Sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
Mr. Sid Von England. I usually don't see him order foods, mostly drinks, shakes, and whatnot. But he probably does, and I am just blind or not paying attention. And everybody... I mean, everybody loves the dirt parfaits, and it's not a sheets trip without the dirt parfaits. That's all I got.
Before we get to the next one, what's everyone else's sheets orders?
Mine will vary a little bit, but I stopped a sheet coming away home from RAPW on Saturday. I got the Big Mod Burger, and then I got the app platter with the mozzarella cheese stick, the jalapeno popper, and the macaroni cheese bite.
God damn. Your colon must be screaming at you after that.
Yeah, it was like a $15 food order. I'm not even joking.
I usually get the burrito, and it depends. You've been with me. I don't know. It varies. Like, I try to get some half order of swings, and usually like a burrito. That's what I get.
I used to be all about that quesadilla, but it's just too much for me now. Recently, I turned on to those mozzarella sticks. A+, love them. And then usually I do like the turkey sub with buffalo, honey mustard, and ranch, because I'm a fucking weirdo like that.
You guys are going to kill me, because when Sam and I hit up sheets, we always get something pre-made, ham and cheese. Yeah, ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah, yeah. Always just get something to grab and go, because Sam's normally ripping heaters in the parking lot, and I just want to get something and get out so we can get back in the car, so I don't order anything. I really just take it from the shelf.
At least get a cup. At least order a cup. Go fucking fresh, dude.
No, I just get the ham and cheese sandwich and go on my way.
Oh my god, Jesus fucking Christ!
If you're just gonna grab and go, you gotta get the dirt parfaits.
I don't want that. I like to have something like something quick, warm, and just bam, in and out.
Oh, usually also one of those PB&J sandwiches, the cold ones.
Yeah, those aren't bad.
Now, when I was working
Marcy
at Target,
also likes
we had a
things
sheet.
That are quick, warm, and in and out. So,
yay!
Now, when I was working at Target, there was a sheet like literally right down the street from where I was working, and I would always go in and either get a chicken cub or like a salad for my lunch for my lunch break. Go right there. That way, I didn't have to freaking pack anything.
Okay. Next up is Derek Dillinger again.
This is Derek Dillinger for call number 2. Alex Mele, I have another question for you. Currently, at the time of this recording, how many memes do you have saved into your phone? And then follow-up question, why do you have that many memes saved to your phone? Follow-up question, you have to actually answer this, and you cannot respond via meme. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, why do you have to call me out at the end? That was just uncalled for at the end. But so the archives run very deep. You never know what you're going to need in a situation.
It's true.
I also will never find that exact meme for the situation because the archives are so deep. When he gave that call, it was probably at around 5,500. It's a little more than that now.
Oh, but my God.
5,500 memes?
This is over like 6 years, all to right. be fair. However, I know a lot of situations popped up where I had the correct meme for it, could never find it. And I'm always let down. But
you've inspired me. I think the only way I'm going to talk to Derek from now on is through memes. That's it. Just ridiculous memes that don't mean anything.
He does not like it.
Butters, dude. We got something going here.
I'm not going to lie. I have so many memes saved to my phone. A friend of mine and I, the only way we communicate is through memes. We just share memes. We don't have conversation.
Sometimes it tells more. Pictures tell 1,000 words.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have a particularly favorite meme you like to use?
It's a reaction image of Vic Vice.
Can you send that to us in the DMs, please?
Oh, you've probably seen me use it on Twitter several times.
Really? I'll have to look. Marcy, look that up. See what we got.
That's, I'm already on it. Don't worry.
All right. Up next is
for a third call. I can give it to you later.
For a third call, Mr. Derek Dillinger.
Oh, it's Derek. He never calls.
Call number three. I have another question for Alex Mele because I guarantee you he forgot to talk about this. Alex Mele, please explain to the IW Guide family, IW Guide panel, that explain to them that, you know, you are a young lion. Explain to them what you learned from Fred Rogers. Explain to them how you are mat wrestling, grappling aficionado. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
So when we had Fred Raza on our show last year, I grabbed him from the airport and drove him to and fro. I talked to him a lot about it, on the car rides, about wrestling. He did a seminar for us after the show. We showed us some cool drills and whatnot. I really took to the mentality of how to treat grappling, getting in and out of the ring, still kind of learning how to do it right and kind of trying to find myself when I get in and out of the ring. But I love grappling, doing chain wrestling and all that. Derek teaches me a lot of it. Also, shout out to Sid Von England for showing me a hell of a lot of it. And I just like, anytime I can get a chance to train, just to chain around with people.
I feel like Sid's name's been thrown around a lot lately. People seem to really appreciate what he's doing, and that's great to see. You guys all seem to enjoy being with Sid.
He's a great guy. He knows a lot about wrestling, and he just loves sharing with other people. I wouldn't be half the grapple I was without Sid.
Oh, that's great.
Have you been grappling with Sid and had that Schmeet smack you in the head?
That hasn't happened yet, and we're gonna hopefully avoid that.
Has he worn the polo shirt singlet yet? I'm trying to push this so he'll wear it one day, but
he's wore polo shirts. I don't know.
It's not attached to his version. Yeah, it's not attached.
It's not a onesie. It's right. Not a onesie like you want.
Trying to get him to do the onesie. Polo shirt onesie.
Dude, it won't hide enough, dude. It's gonna look like he's smuggling a fucking bowling ball pin out the front of his fucking stomach if you fucking put him in that. It's not gonna look good.
Oh shit.
Up next is a mystery caller, because a lot of these people did not leave a name, and so I'm kind of guessing at who some of these people are, but I don't know who this is. Maybe you know who this is, Alex.
Hey, I just want to let Alex Mele know that Destiny 2 sucks. That is all.
Okay, that's my friend Damien. I agree with him. It does. It really does. But it's not going to stop me from playing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do so many people have a love-hate relationship with Destiny? Because I feel like that's everyone I talk to that plays Destiny, like, feels that way.
So, the game, it's typical looter shooter. You got to put a lot in for a little. Bungie doesn't listen to the fans a lot on things. They've gotten a lot better recently. And the seasonal model is just repetitive. But the loot's so good for that repetition that we still do it, and we do not like playing Destiny because of it. But we want that loot, so it's just the definition of insanity, an endless loop trying to get a different result.
They don't make you pay for that loot, do they? Is it loot boxes where you got to pay for them?
No, all of Destiny's loot boxes are purely cosmetic, which is awesome.
All right, up next, I think it's John Thorne. I'm not 100% sure on this. We couldn't get confirmation, but it sounds like him to me, so I'm going to say it's Thorne.
Just calling in to throw my support behind the real rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Melee, even though you election deniers on this podcast awarded it to Shelby Wilder. Just want to say, Melee, America great again. Thanks.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, that's a pretty big endorsement from the boss right there.
I appreciate it a lot, actually. I try to do everything I can at the shows. I don't like talking about myself, but here we go. I try to make sure everything's handled, the ring set up right, stage is set up right, and just try to do everything I can to make the show run as smooth as I can within my power, even though I have none. So I appreciate that it's being seen.
Hey, it's cool that you give a shit. That's what's cool, is that you give a shit of how it runs. Other people may not, or give a little bit, but if that's how you feel about it, then you know that putting that work ethic in it's gonna show for you. So,
and there was a dust up on Twitter all about you, so you gotta love that. Yeah, Shelby.
Thorne doesn't just like throw his support behind just anybody, so true. It's a big deal when he's like, no, like I'm an Alex Melee guy. So that's a very big deal, and that's something like we very much pay attention to. So
It was instilled to me very early on from PME. That's not just my match. It's not just my show. It's everybody's involved. So the most, if you can do what you can to make the most of everything and make sure everything is good for everybody else, it's going to go a long way.
All right. Up next, speaking of Sid Von England, it's Sid Von England.
Hooray.
Hey.
I hear Alex Melee is the guest this week. So, me and Alex Melee have a storied history. You know, I hate that guy. Oh, wait, he's right behind me, isn't he? It's the only British person who listens to this. Unlike the 50 Norwegian people that listen, it's Sid von England. I'm here to ask my close personal friend, Alex Melee. Hey, Alex, why do you love listening to such bad music and car rides? Huh? Why do you make us so sad, Alex? Why?
So, the music I listen to is, if my phone doesn't like me that day, I listen just to the radio, which is always a mistake. But I usually, if I'm on the radio, regular radio, it's 107.3, the alternative rock station. If I'm not, it's most likely one of the three bands that I mentioned earlier, Flash Artist, or I'd put on my completely scuffed Spotify liked playlist, which has a setting to allow Spotify to add songs it recommends me. So my algorithm is not in good shape on Spotify. So when I turn that playlist on, it can go from baby metal to Taylor Swift, all the way to the Wiggles, and back all the way to Slipknot. It's a up and down. I just let it play. I do not care about that playlist anymore. And it's a wild vibe shift a lot of the time.
The Wiggles?
I have no idea how that got in there. I just haven't removed it. Fruit salad. Come on.
My playlist on Spotify, I don't have the smart DJ turned on to do that, but I have over 1,000 songs, and a lot of them they range all over the place. So like, I'll leave it on at work, and my boss is like, I had to turn it off. You had Taylor Swift playing, and I'm like, it's just on there. Like, there's certain songs that are on the list. I can't help it. It's what it is.
But exactly.
You mentioned Post Malone earlier, so I need to ask, as a fellow fan of Post Malone, do you like early Post Malone or do you like current Post Malone more?
Yes. There is no more. Yes.
Okay.
I think next time in your car, to get everyone back on your side, you should play some hyper pop.
Yeah, just go to SoundCloud and play Marcy's music on there. It'll get everybody.
Yeah, Derek, listen to my mix, please.
It'll get everybody involved. Up next is another person who did not leave a name. Here we go.
Question for Alex Melee. First one, what was your biggest hurdle when you first started wrestling? Second one, what is your favorite video game of all time?
So, biggest hurdle in wrestling was confidence. I had no confidence in anything I did for the longest time, and probably until about 2 months prior to Fresh Meat, I had no confidence in anything I did. I gained that confidence through going out to other shows with other wrestlers and just talking to them about wrestling. The first one that actually got me started to help build my confidence was a ride I did with Shawn Mason, Wes Barkley, and Sim. My scuffed playlist was playing the whole time. We were just talking about wrestling there, back, watching wrestling, just enjoying everything, and kind of helped build my confidence. Like, all this is doable for me. I just got to apply it better. I just got to let myself just wrestle instead of overthinking everything. So, oh, and the second part. I already forgot the second part.
My video game of all time.
That has been answered twice.
Just say it one more time, Alex. Just say it one more time.
Sadly, from the deepest, darkest part of my soul that I wish to never find again, Destiny 2.
I thought it was Congo Bongo for ColecoVision, but that's just me. That was my favorite game.
What the fuck are you talking about, John?
Okay. I'm a golden URJ gold, and I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about. Look it up. It was awesome.
You're just projecting it.
You made it up.
Congo Bongo on ColecoVision. It was one of the best things ever. It sounds
racist, John.
It's like Bonk's Adventure from the whatever that thing was called.
TurboGrafx-16, baby. TurboGrafx,
yes. So I highly suggest that, Alex, if you want a real good game to like stream, you should stream Congo Bongo on the ColecoVision.
I'm just glad you didn't say Pong, if we're being honest about
or,
it.
Or Zaxxon. Zaxxon was awesome on ColecoVision.
Don't play Congo Bongo. Play Donkey Konga instead with the drums. The Konga drums? Oh, that was so money.
Oldest game I would play is Tetris. I will be in school anybody in here on Tetris 99, but I don't go any older than Tetris.
No, usually. For Pete's sake. Expand. Sit down, watch 70s and 80s wrestling.
That's while playing 30 Congo years Bongo. Of games, Josh. What the fuck? How can you go older?
You could play Rocky on the Sega Master System. That game was so much fun.
I will do that when I get one.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an angry video game nerd on how bad that was?
Not on that, but on other games like that. But yes, he did a bunch of things like that. Yeah. Butter, sorry.
All right. Up next is Patreon member and friend of the show, Zach.
Hey, yep. Wrestling guy. Zach here. Hope you all been doing all right.
This is Zach.
Couple statements, though, coming off with some statements. First off, Hollywood is on Netflix. So, like, screw y'all. Clearly, female wrestler of the year. I don't even understand, like, how this is a questionable decision. Also, Sean Ross Sapp, he's been fighting that credit score for a while. Also should be talked about wrestler of the rear. He's a wrestler of the rear. That's weird.
What?
Anyway,
what is he going on about?
Question for this week for you is
drinking.
What actually do you consider a rookie when you talk about, you know, someone new in wrestling? Is it their first year? Is that how you define that? Or is it number of matches in the year? Right? I think that's an interesting question. Hope you all have been doing wonderful, and I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.
Okay, to answer the question, Jack, a number of matches is probably the better way to do it. Especially can most people are working once a week, if that anymore. But I've always kind of considered Rookie of the Year as first full year. So like anybody who debuted at Fresh Meat last year would still be rookie this year because of their first full year. That's how I interpreted it.
That's what I said. I said that, you know, they've debuted in like August of last year. So Sam Holloway technically was still a rookie last year.
Yes.
Right.
Up until August. But they're saying, no, that doesn't count. He's a sophomore. He is now. He was after September.
Yeah.
Like, but now, not going into it, I feel like he was still very much a rookie in his first year.
No, I'm looking at it as first full calendar year. Like, if you debuted in August, technically, like, January to December would be your rookie year.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I look at it.
Well, so Alex debuted at Fresh Meat, so he wouldn't be a sophomore until the next Fresh Meat. That's it.
At a minimum. I would say the 2024 could rookie year get the first full year in the business.
Yeah.
He was also, so the story is there is when we went down to Kentucky during the pandemic and Danhausen was at Toy Vomit, Sean Ross Sapp was there and he was talking about his credit score being really bad and he just said it loud enough for all of us to hear. And it was an inside joke for a really long time about his credit score being really bad. So, All right. Who do we got next? Oh. Up next is Sam Hardway Holloway.
All right.
What's going on, guys? It's Sam Holloway. I got two questions for my son, Alex Littleway Melee. I heard during the Greektown car ride, someone was pooting awful a lot in your car. And I just want to know who that was, Melee. And also, are you able to explain why Tegan Knox is the best wrestler to the world to the IW Guy podcast? Thank you.
My boy, Sam. Love him. Alex, what you got?
All right. So I expected, knowing everybody that was in that car, I expected these phone calls about this. So we were driving to Canada. Started to smell really bad in the car. Everybody blamed me. I denied it. I didn't do it personally. It wasn't me at all. I personally think it was Zay Garcia or Shelby Wilder. That's just me, though. But that's the story. And about Tegan Knox, I am a fan of her inverted senton. I do it. The inverted controls senton, as I like to call it. But yeah, that's probably why, because that senton is very cool.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's great. I'm all in on Tegan Knox.
All right. Up next is Derek Dillinger again.
Jesus Christ.
Derek.
Hello, this is Derek Dillinger. I'm calling again for young Alex Melee. I heard some rumblings. I heard a little rumor, honestly. I need to get to the bottom of this. Alex, who pooed it on the Greektown car ride home? There's a lot of controversy going around, so I need you to get to the bottom of this. And you're not going to be a natural pro wrestler if you try to avoid this question. Because I know you're a very big king of no comment. You better have a comment on this. If you do not have a comment on this, you pooed it. So you just might as well, you know, admit that you pooed it. All right, bye.
Well, wasn't me.
Somebody crapped their pants?
No, I just farted.
Oh, all right.
They just find that word funny. It is kind of funny. Let's be real here. But I've said my piece. It wasn't me. It's probably Zay Garcia or Shelby Wilder. That's it. And I expect probably the rest of these calls are going to be about this. I'm guaranteeing. I'll put money on it.
Sam Holloway calls back.
Of course.
Big Sam!
You better answer the question. Who pooted himself in the car ride to Greektown? Thanks.
You heard me. Next question.
Big Sam. Coming. Keep coming.
And the last one is Derek Dillinger again, and it's not a question.
Is this a new record, by the way?
Alex Melee pooted. End of story.
So, the person that I will in the ring personally make sure does not come back to the backstage will be Shelby Wilder.
Whoa!
So, this man was the person leading the charges, like it was Alex.
So you know that it had to have been him then, if he was leading the charge.
That's what I'm thinking. He was the one who was so gung-ho and first to blame me, like, as soon as I started smelling that guy.
But here's the thing. He is the IW Guide Rookie of the Year, so he gets a pass, so.
He has a trophy and everything, a plaque.
I'm afraid Dom's going to break that plaque.
I really hope
Shelby hides it.
Don't give it to him until after the match.
I might have to. I might have to just wait till after the show.
Shelby's my guy, but he's going a couple steps too far. He needs to get rootin' tootin' back a couple steps.
Rootin' tootin' indeed. Oh, boy. Oh, let's go. Alex, what do you got as far as your plugs? Where can we find you? Where are we going to see you next? What's going on? Give us all your socials.
So, on Twitter, I am AlexMelee8bit. Same on Instagram. That's the only two social medias I have right now. Working on getting a TikTok. Stay posted for that. Where I'm going next is 880 this Friday.
Oh, I know Ed will be super excited to hear that you'll be at 880. All right. Well,
yeah, we might be going to 880 next month, so we might be going back. So,
giving him another shot at it. Well,
are we? I didn't realize that.
Oh, more Marcy at 880. That's what I think the world needs.
I'm trying to make something happen unrelated. I have to just reach out to someone.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Well, Alex, thank you very much for joining us and for being a good sport and for answering all these knuckleheads on their phones. We really do appreciate it. I just want to hang on for a second. We're going to do our plugs and get out of here. So I'm going to send it over to Jayhawk.
Thank you for having me.
You can follow me on Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok at RefJayhawk, Instagram at Jayhawk1539. Still working on Final Fantasy X-2 on the Twitch stream. God, I hate the second half of that game so much. I'm at the point I'm just going to finish it and be done with it. But
you only got a month till Rebirth.
Is it a third-person shooter?
Final Fantasy X-2?
I don't know what it is. I've never...
Oh, my God. Jesus. If you don't know what Final Fantasy is, get off the podcast.
Josh,
what
stop the it. Fuck? Just stop it.
I really don't. I've never played one Final Fantasy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jayhawk. Go ahead.
It's only the most iconic RPG series of all time. I don't know what it is. That's all I got. Whoever's next.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and Twitch at eGirlFanboy, boy spelled B-O-I. Coming back to Twitch finally Friday to stream Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. I am so fucking excited.
Morris, do I have to have played the other Yakuza games to play that game?
So in Japan, it was originally Like a Dragon, and Yakuza was the American name, but they kind of just merged them together.
Right. Do I have to have played the others?
She probably should.
All right, I'm going to get the others and try to do that first. Okay.
Start with Zero.
Okay.
I don't have much going on. I'm spending lots of money on merch and other crazy stuff that'll be coming soon. To a table at a wrestling show near you. So be on the lookout for that. There might be an announcement for a new shirt coming up this week or next on the Twitter machine. And that's about all I got.
All right. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at JGold12. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to us. And our Twitter handle, IWGuide1. Don't go to IWGuide. That's not us. And the YouTube page. And Patreon, patreon.com/IWGuide. Don't forget about the merch store over at Brainbuster Tees. We have the stand from Burlington. We have our faces for your bodies. We have Marcy's Arcade. We have the belt. We have a whole bunch of stuff. And a lot of stuff is going to be coming to Gorilla Press Apparel as well. Listen to our podcast friends, At Odds with Wrestling. The Card is Going to Change, the Super Fantastic Podcast, The Short Bus Social Club, Marks with Mikes, and
Hiya Bussy, a wrestling adjacent podcast.
Check out our other friends, the official graphic designer of the Indie Wrestling Guy, JCP Designs. That dude is the best. PWPonderings.com, Time Capsule Toys, Toy Hile, Rubber City Toys, Big Starks Brand, Set Tab Photo, Women's Wrestling Watch of Northeast Ohio, who I'll be seeing on the 18th of February, Michelle Carter, Jose Rodriguez Photography, AJ Small Photography, Stash Pages, our friend Will at Gorilla Press Apparel, Angry Lemonade, and Smokin' Jay's Barbecue, the best barbecue in Ohio. Medical Twitter, medical podcast. I hope you're still listening.
Human meat tastes like pork. Don't let them stop you from tasting the long pig. That's our information for the week.
Oh shit!
We got two this week. Wow.
Yeah.
Watch. We're moving independent it up. Wrestling, everyone,
and eat some long pig.
Long pig.
Later.
Bye.
Later, dweebs.
Coming live from the stash house, taking all of the trash out. High ceiling like Shaq's house. Every time that I rap now, they all want me to pay dues. Trap here like escape rooms, heating up like it's late June. Stop believing the fake news, Ain't no doubt about it, my dick getting crowded. Why they do me foul now? Fuck it, bug it, count it. They're calling me soft, they're not really wrong. I'm rock of allure, You not on a boat, well that doesn't matter, we gone for sure. No jewelry on me, they took it off me like I'm Ben Baller. Hey. They got me up in court, I'm with this set like Travis Barker. Oh. Ain't no capping with this paper like a magic marker. Yeah. They can't jack it, I'm a fire starter. Wait. Prada bags, Gucci, Louis, ain't what we got in store. I don't care about no money, you can run on them jewels. Only plans that I have, get the coochie galore. Actually, I'm looking for love, but you know avail. In another back quick, they cannot see me like I'm backlit. Everybody told me I was bad shit, now they're looking past like a has-been. Stay up in the bag like a ad-lib, they ain't really cracking like a chapstick lip. They don't wanna see the little dick kid growing any bigger than he is. But I swing big, don't I? I'm smoking marijuana. I want to sit down and just chop it up, Benny Hunter. I'm cold-blooded with this shit, I'm coming like iguana. They should never really judge us for the shit you're under. That would be H-E-A-R.